Then we come out of the commercial break, and I made the statement. I said, here's the deal. This is how it has to be done. And I said, you've got to get this thing down 14. I said, I said the under 16, you got to be in single digits. I said, at the under 12, I said, you've got to put heat on them. And at that point, and at the under 8, you need to have the lead. Sound familiar?
There you go.
Because that's what they did. But that was the whole thing. You had to play it that way. And again, because it's Nebraska, look, I think it's a great comeback that they made last night. Great comeback. No getting around it. But you also did it against a team that you should come back on.
Absolutely.
There's a reason why they've won 7 games this year. All right, are they playing better now? Are they playing better now than at any point this season? I'm talking about Nebraska. Yes, there's no getting around it. There's no question they're playing better now than at any point this season. No question. But they're still, you are who you are. And you just knew that if you put game pressure on them, it was going to be a problem for them. Okay? If you put game pressure on them, they probably were not going to be able to handle it. They played Northwestern really hard, came back on Sunday, came back, took the lead. See, but what happens with losing teams is losing teams end up making losing plays, right? And they play Northwestern. They take the lead. Northwestern misses the shot, and at the buzzer, Young tips it in. They play Illinois. Hey, okay? You know, people talk about game winning. Like the Beekman kid hit a 3-point shot today. Oh my God, it was incredible, the whole deal. Well, guess what? If Beekman missed the shot, guess what would have happened with Syracuse and Virginia today? They'd have gone to overtime. It's the shot you take where you're behind and you put your team and you win the game on it. Now that's real pressure, because if you miss, you are not winning. Well, Illinois and Nebraska are in that spot. IU goes right, scores, and they tie the game up. So then Fred Hoiberg runs a play at the end. You know, this guy runs as fine an offensive mind as you're going to be around. So McGowan has it, and Teddy Allen inexplicably comes over to set a screen for him. McGowan's is looking at him, and of course, when you set a screen, what do? You bring your defender with you. Now McGowan's has two guys on him. And that's where Fred Hoiberg did the infamous rip the mask off and throw it to the ground. He was so mad. It's the only time I ever saw him mad in the sideline. And that's because losing teams make losing plays. That was a losing play. And last night, once Penn State, here's the other part. Once Penn State got the lead, they kept the lead.